Western Massachusetts. I am putting this up last minute. I wasn't even sure if the podcast was going to go up this week. But here is a conversation that JT and I had with her friend Laura, who she grew up with in Vancouver, who now lives in Victoria, who was a big part of the music scene that JT was also a part of. And I do not even know or have access to whatever song Laura chose because of my location, and I have a new computer that I wasn't even sure if the conversation was on this computer, and I'm recording it into GarageBand, which I usually record into Logic, so this is all a little wonky this week. But yeah, I'm not gonna get into too much more.
Yes, you look fancy.
Thanks.
Who did your hair?
Me. You know what? I couldn't find my straightener because the last time I used it was in August.
Oh my god.
So
I am wearing soup covered pajama bottoms, so
just feel special, okay, because this is like something that doesn't happen very often.
You look gorgeous.
Thanks.
We're in the middle of a global pandemic. Nobody's leaving, and it's also, I don't know where you are, but it's snowing here.
Oh yeah,
I'm suddenly jealous of your lighting. I look so, I don't even, I want to look emo like you. Hang on a second.
What? I'm sitting in my kitchen. I have the kitchen lights on in front of me and then a white light.
I'm like knocking everything over. What the hell? Okay. I can't even see. Oh, too white. There we go.
Well, hi, Laura. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Have you guys actually met?
No, because we've never met.
Ridiculous. This is like me and Laura go back so far that she had a pink flip phone when I met her. And
that's right.
We would drive around in her car and just sing.
Back in the day, yeah, so long ago that people were still driving in cars.
That was 2005.
Yeah, no, like that's the thing. Like, right. We weren't like, let's hang out on fucking Instagram and refresh that feed a million times or Snapchat. Those didn't exist.
No.
It was like, I'm going to check my MySpace when I get home.
It was MySpace days for sure. And MSN Messenger.
So
I shared a computer with my roommate, like a tower PC.
Oh yeah.
Right, we'll get into all that. I want to start the way that we start every podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Introduce yourself and give us your JT's pointing to me because she knows I'm going to fuck it up like I always do. Introduce yourself and give us your preferred pronouns.
Okay. My name is Laura. My preferred pronoun is she, her.
Cool.
Where
are you right now? How has your pandemic life been going? What have you been up to this last 11 months?
Sorry, my cat's playing with this toy and it's annoying me. I'm in Victoria, just outside Victoria.
Okay.
In Saanich.
Is that that's the island, right?
Yeah, Vancouver Island.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's snowing here and it's been windy as hell for like 3 days straight. Crazy cold.
Whole Pacific Northwest is about to get fucked.
It's so cold. My place, as you guys both know, is a sauna. There's no heat. I have shoes on right now because I'm very cold, and that's why I'm wearing a toque inside.
I slept in your apartment, JT.
Yeah.
And I've had to get up at like 7 a.m. and walk home because it was so goddamn hot in there. You couldn't breathe. Like I'd be lying there like, oh my God, like I can't take this anymore. And I just get up and get the fuck out of there.
That's super funny because JT and I, at least the past year when I was allowed to cross the border, we would wake up and we would immediately go to the sauna.
We got climatized to my place so hard.
Well, JT discovered there is a public sauna. I don't know if this is even going to come back post-pandemic, but there's essentially the equivalent. I don't even know if you know what a YMCA is in the United States, but it's the equivalent of it's a community center.
It's and the they one had in Denman.
They have a sick public sauna and it costs like $5 or $7 to get in.
Yeah.
And you can just go hang out in the sauna.
About that.
So, well, JT, we would binge drink and eat garbage the night before. And then the next day we'd be like, all right, we're going to be healthy today. And we go sweat out all the toxins.
I feel like because of the pandemic, when I hear like communal sauna, I immediately am like, ooh.
I know. Well, that's why I was saying, I don't know about that. Come back. I don't know if that's going to be an option for us moving forward.
I kind of hope not.
Like, I kind of hope not.
Super dirty. Like, if you're not about it.
We'd also go on like a Wednesday or a Tuesday morning.
Yeah,
and
there's usually nobody there, but like still, it's still like, ugh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of things that I do differently.
When I think of saunas, I think of like old men.
Yeah, there's always, I mean, there's together. Chris, but
I'm talking like,
hi, I'm Chris. Old. Nice to meet you.
Like old men where it's like their skin's hanging off of them and they're all sitting in there.
Oh yeah.
Like, moaning and groaning about.
Part of the reason why I go is because I just, I go when I see like the really decrepit, like 80-year-old.
Oh, can we lose JT's voice?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I don't know what happened. Probably the fucking sawdust that I let fly free my place now.
You're a super lesbian now.
I'm a super lesbian. I built that shelf behind me. Fuck.
Yeah, Home Depot.
So Lara, what have you been up to in this last year? Affected your life at all? Well, I'm sure that it has, but
it has, because I'm a photographer and I do weddings. So that kind of was a bust.
Oh, you should fly down to Texas in the United States. They're triple the amount of people at weddings. You,
I don't
700
know.
People.
I don't do that.
So I work at a coffee shop and I met someone about a month ago, and she is, I'm assuming, similar situation where she's a photographer, like does a lot of live band stuff, but like her primary source of income is doing things like weddings. And
yeah,
she,
like the bread and butter.
Yeah, she was like, you know what? I'm at this point where like unemployment's not really giving me any money. So my only option is to fly down to Texas and shoot a handful of weddings because.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
No, totally. And my initial reaction was just to be like, you're not taking the pandemic seriously, blah, blah, blah. But she was straight up just like, I don't want to do this. This is like, I have no choice. It's
you're putting your health at risk, yeah. Or you don't eat.
Or you don't eat, or you're sleeping in a tent.
Yeah.
So that's, and it was a really unfortunate situation for this person to be in. But I'm hoping that your situation is a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Like here in Canada, they're like paying me friggin' $900 every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's not what's going on in the United States.
And that's with me still making money. They're like, if you're making less than 50% mm-hmm. of your regular income, you can you qualify for this.
So are you still taking whatever photography jobs you can find?
Oh yeah, like I do just regular portraits, family stuff. I did a surprise proposal a couple weeks ago, which was cool.
How does that work? You just show up and be like, hey, I'm here to photograph.
But this one, we wanted to really set it up and make it nice. So it was the couple's anniversary. So the person who contacted me said they wanted to do like a surprise anniversary couples photo shoot. And then we worked out how we would do the posing prompt so they could surprise them by getting down on one knee during the session.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a me hiding behind the trees with a zoom lens.
That's where my mind went.
Some of them are like, you just like to pretend like you're a nature photographer. And then all of a sudden you're like, click, 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 click. And like getting up in their faces. And it's just.
That'd be weird.
The best part about the job that you have is that when they inevitably get divorced and married again, they'll probably call you for the second round.
Oh, I know.
And then if you're lucky, they'll get married three or four more times.
The worst.
I have some good returning clientele. I haven't gone down that route yet, but I've had weddings. Like, I had one wedding that was supposed to happen in 2020 that, like, was postponing. And then the woman contacted me and was like, so we split up. So we're not getting married at all. So, I mean, pandemic's kind of like a blessing in disguise for them, because otherwise they would have gotten married and been miserable.
Yeah, and that divorce lawyers are really expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually, let me see if I even have it. My cousin just sent me, I don't know if this is going to happen, but she just sent me her little wedding invitation for Boston in September. And I was like, I have this group chat with all of my other cousins. And I was like, I hope they didn't put a deposit down, because imagining a big gathering at any time in 2021 is like, you're taking a risk.
I went from 2020, a bunch of weddings, postponing to 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And then I booked a bunch more for 2021. There was like this lull. And then when September hit, everybody started booking weddings, right? And then now all my weddings are postponing to 2022. So I went from 10 weddings for this season down to 4.
But it's not like super bad, right? Because they give you like,
I get a retainer, right? Yeah. It's non-refundable. So I just supply the retainer to the rescheduled date.
Okay.
But still, it's like, that's a lot of income from the summer. Like it's
just gone.
Like a lump sum of income within 3 months. And it's like been cut more than 50%. So
yeah.
But I mean, what can you do? There's nothing else you can really do about it. But some people are great and they do, like elopement style, which is awesome. They just do the small ceremony with the officiant.
Well, that's what I think is probably going to be you're going to see a lot of this year, where people are going to have very small intimate ceremonies if they really feel like they need to get married this year. And then maybe in the next year or two, then you'll have the bigger ceremonies.
And there's also couples that are splitting it in half. Like they're doing like a small ceremony like this year, and then the following year they're going to do the reception with all their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of smart way to do it. And that shit.
Married.
Honestly,
and then have a party.
I feel like a small party is like better. I would be so uncomfortable in like a large party.
Oh, dude.
I mean, I don't understand marriage at all in any way, shape, or form to begin with, but we don't really need to go down that road.
Well, I mean, personally, from doing weddings, I would never have a big wedding. Ever. If I were to get married, it would be a small ceremony with like us, the officiant, photographer, our son, and maybe one other person. And then we would probably just like book a restaurant out.
Yeah, right.
That everyone could just meet us thereafter and like have food and drinks and just kind of hang out. Like it doesn't need to be
at the big wedding thing. At the big wedding, you have like Uncle Chris and Auntie JT showing up, and you're like, all right, fucking happy marriage. Where's the free drinks?
Exactly.
Yeah. And we don't give a fuck.
Have seen since you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone wants pictures and you don't eat. Like the bride and groom never eat. They're always just walking around. I never see them eating.
That sounds lame.
They just look exhausted, you know, like the party's about them, but it's really for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, if anyone's watching this in the future or listening to this, and they, please hire me still for you. I love weddings.
I just checked our numbers. We have like 7 weekly listeners.
Okay. Well, I mean, you
so
never
far.
Know.
I mean, nowadays
things can really bite you in the ass years later.
That's true. That's a good point.
100%. I know somebody like my future partner's listening, and they're going to be like, oh, gross. This beast doesn't like anything, and I'm gonna be like, you're correct.
You're so negative. This explains a lot.
Anyway, let's get into how did you get involved in the music scene and do whatever you were doing with that? I'm assuming taking pictures and photography.
Well, I started dating people in the music scene. Yeah. But I also made
that was the first mistake. Yeah.
So I met JT like almost 16 years ago.
Yeah, we were both working at a casino.
The River Rock in Richmond.
Wait, was this okay. I actually know where Richmond is, I think.
Yeah. It's
right
by
right outside Vancouver. Yeah.
A casino.
Yeah, at the time where the SkyTrain didn't even go to the casino, where like Lara drove, but I had to take this like shuttle bus and then walk like through like a ginormous empty field for like 10 minutes.
Does the SkyTrain get extended? Does it go there now?
Oh yeah, 100%. It goes to the freaking door now.
I know. Yeah, it's so weird. So different. But yeah, I made friends with JT, and then I was dating someone at the time who liked to play music, and I kind of introduced them, and then it all kind of went from there. And then I went to film school in 2006.
Oh, cool. Where'd you go?
I went to AI.
The Art Institute?
Yeah.
Our biggest
one. Didn't they go under? Didn't they go out of business?
No idea. I mean, this was like,
I think so, yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah, I
fancy ass school though.
Oh yeah, it was hella expensive.
Well, yeah,
that was their thing. No. But I learned a lot.
Yeah, they were like the Starbucks of college, where they were, because there was one in Boston.
Oh yeah,
I had a bunch of friends who went there, and they like their music studio was top notch.
Oh my god, their soundstage was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did some music videos there. I helped out on one for JT, and then I actually directed one of JT's music videos.
Oh, which one? Which one?
It's like from like Ready, Set, Die. So,
have I seen it?
I don't think so. It's cool though. You should watch it. It's called The Battle.
Right. I don't know. I like cringe a little bit when I look back at it now.
Like, but everything that I've ever done, like every single thing I have ever done in my life. And this is like, this goes back to just going to the grocery store 6 hours ago. Everything that I've done in my life, I cringe at. So it's totally okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you like get better at what you do, I guess. I mean, I don't make music videos anymore, but I mean, I did one or two for you in the future, but it was more like you just gave me footage and I cut it together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like she did the one Summer. I think that's the song called Summer. I filmed it at the studio in like the lounge. I just made the lounge into like a weird dark lit place. And I put like a camera on a skateboard and I just moved it around Steve and I, and we ate pizza and drank our faces off. And
that one I think I've seen.
Yeah. And then I was like, here, Lara, I need you to edit this.
And I did that. Yeah. I did that one. And then I did What's the Difference?
Yeah, there was like a one that where we were, I think it's like live footage. And then we were playing acoustic guitars. And she cut the actual live acoustic guitar into the actual song.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it kept going back and forth.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had cut anything in like 3 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, like when you get like a talent for something like that, though, you just keep going and like.
It's kind of like riding a bike. Like
once you get back on,
like an hour or two, and then I'm like, oh yeah, and then it starts coming to me again, and then yeah,
for sure. I want to hear the cringiest story you have, either music related or just photo shoot related, general.
Oh yeah, give us like
you don't have to say names, but you have to give us some juice, like something so embarrassing that when you think about it later, you're just like, you just embarrassed yourself.
And oh my god, I have one about myself, and it involves you.
Oh, I love it.
Let me get some of this cider for this story.
Let's take a sip it up. Here.
Oh, everyone's always just like fucking dumping out my purse. It's fine. I think it's hilarious, but I just like how many embarrassing stories I have.
Like, I still think back and I'm like, have you seen those TikTok videos?
Yeah.
Of when they're like thinking back at something and
it's
they're
just like yeah.
One of these moments.
Yeah. Those videos are based off this story.
Yeah.
So JT was playing a show at the media club.
Where is this?
And
is this
I was in still Vancouver? in Vancouver.
Okay.
And I was still in film school, and me and my friend Ryan decided, wouldn't it be cool if we rented a whole bunch of lights?
Oh my god, I remember this.
Yeah. For JT,
you have to explain what our intro song was and how like ridiculous it was as well, because it was like it makes
did it
worse.
Happen during the intro?
Yeah, okay. Last chance.
So we rented all these lights and like hauled them over there in, I think I was in a rental car at the point.
Like, what kind of lights? How big? Like little spotlights or like
big production lights?
Like lights you would see already set up in like a medium sized venue.
Yeah, it was like, and then we had like the gels on them, so we had all the cool colors with their backdrop.
Okay, so not just like backdrop. A single like light just to get some extra like actual straight up
set it up. We like rolled in there with these lights and mirrors.
Where did you set them up? All right, I also want to know how big this space was.
Very small,
tiny. So Media Club is like, with your crowd surfing, you can touch the pipes from the ceiling.
We so were
where
like
did
in
you
our
set these lights up?
But like, wait, let me just preface this. We were in our 20s. So we were dicks at this point. We were like, we're fucking awesome. And this like, is why we were doing this. We're the best like, people.
You at this point were everything that we cannot stand now.
Yeah.
I just want to know, I know, I don't know this specific venue, but I know the type of venue. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know where the fuck you would set up a light situation like
it's
this.
It's like a little bit longer than the Victory Lounge in Seattle. Like longer.
Oh yeah, no, I have the venue more or less pictured in my brain.
Yeah.
I just want to know where these lights were set up.
So we just set them up beside on either side of the stage.
Okay.
And then like they were pointing down. So we set them up and we like, well, Ryan and I like rolled in like we were the fucking shit. We rolled in with these lights and we're just like thinking everybody's like, what are these guys doing here? What are they doing with this stuff? And we're just like setting up these lights.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers are the surprise headliner.
Right. So we turn it on. It looks great. And we're stoked. And then Ready, Set, Die starts playing. And they're playing their opening song, like Last Chance, which has like, how long was the opening of that song?
2 minutes, because the entire song is 5 minutes.
Right, right. Right. So it was like,
the intro is like 2 minutes long, like the slowest, most epic buildup you've ever heard in your life. Like, I hate that song so much now.
Oh my God. So they're playing the song. And it's going and everybody's like feeling it. The lights are on. And then all of a sudden, darkness and silence.
The entire place.
The entire place.
Did you blow a fuse?
We sure did. The lights we brought in blew a fuse. And we basically stopped the show.
How did
and everyone in the crowd was like, whoa, what the hell, what the fuck? And I'm just like, oh my, I was like shrinking,
just like slowly walking. It's like that meme of Homer Simpson just walking like, into the bushes backwards.
Yeah. I wanted to do that, but then at the same time I was like, fuck, like we got to try and fix this. And then we're trying to fix it. And then like the sound guy's coming over to us. And
sound
like,
guy's never helpful, even when it comes to doing sound.
No. And so we eventually, I don't even know if we got them back on again.
We didn't get the lights back on. No.
No.
And the worst part is there's Dick JT, fucking total douchebag right there, fucking doing the widest stance you've ever seen in your life. Just and the lights just go off and I'm like,
I fell.
Your set?
So yeah, we bad. Did.
But not in those lights. It was like the lights that are in that club were terrible.
Did you leave the lights set up just not turned on?
Yeah. No, like, well, they were on. Everything was on and working.
No, I know. But after, once you got the power.
Oh no, they told us. They're like, no, you can't use these because they're. It's
but
not-
did you leave them set up? They were just there turned off.
We just set up so I could play the set. And then we had to like the most embarrassing part is we had to just like tear them down after. We're just like, ooh. Everyone's looking at us like those are the dorks that like.
ruined the show.
Yeah. When I think back just on who I was as a person, like then I'm disgusted.
That's I would fine.
Oh, man. I was mortified when that happened.
What year was this?
Oh god.
Oh, this is like 2007.
Okay.
Yeah. Lara's better with numbers. I'm like, I fucking don't know.
Yeah.
Probably around there. Well, Nick was in the band. It was Nick.
Oh shit. That's oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that was ages ago. Now he has like 10 children.
What?
No, he has like 3, but like I over-exaggerated a little bit.
10 and 3, it's the same number.
It's the same exact number.
Might as well
be
10 if you're having
I mean, as if you, it's one kid and 30 kids are the same amount of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They make the same amount of noise and the same amount of.
You know what I like about this podcast?
I can hear your kid.
This podcast just exposes how much of a douche and how like embarrassing I have been for my entire life. This entire
And then you can look back and you can reflect.
You can reflect on not being a douche now.
Right.
You live, you learn. Or if, as my friend Chase said, so I was with Chase recently, we were doing a hike, and he said something like that, and I was just like, you live, you learn. And he was like, I'm so old, I'm sick of learning. I've been living for so long. So sick of learning.
You learn every day, every single day. Well, you should be.
All right.
That was
So at the end of this episode, we usually like to put a song in that the guest chooses.
And so do you want to put all your social medias, whichever one you prefer?
We can do that when we start to wrap up. But do you have a song in mind that it can either be relevant to the podcast, it can not be relevant to the podcast, and we don't care about copyrights because, like I said earlier, we have 7 weekly listeners.
Okay. So any song that comes to my mind
any song.
Let's leave it under like 25 minutes.
Okay.
So like Mozart.
So not JT song.
No, we've heard enough of me. I don't need more of me. I'm like 1,000 years old now. I'm not like into pumping myself up anymore. Here's a new song, done.
It could be a band that you really enjoyed photographing. It could be a show that you just really enjoyed that a band played. Okay. Let's just throw whatever the fuck you want in there.
Okay.
I can create 4 minutes of white silence if you want too.
Can it be just a song that like popped into my head when you said that?
Yeah, yodeling. If you're really into yodeling.
Okay, well, honestly, the first song that came into my head was Passenger, Iggy Pop.
The Deftones, okay. Nadia, also a good Passenger. Yeah, we'll throw that in there. That's a cool song.
Iggy Pop, fuck. Like, Laura, you're more pop punk and punk rock and all that than I am.
I actually contribute that to Dustin.
That's fair.
Because he's like...
Her partner used to play in Ready, Set, Die. No, the Dead Set. I don't even fucking know anymore.
They're the same band, more or less.
They're me. They're all exactly me growing up as a human.
Well, Laura, thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Do you want to plug anything that you have, whether it's a website, social media?
I have a suggestion, actually, okay. Laura. Can you give us a link where you can make like some of your recent photo shoots, like just pictures from them? Available for anybody to go and look at.
So like my Instagram?
I mean, yeah, you can do your Instagram, or like even if there's exclusive photos that you haven't shared on your Instagram that you want other people to see so that they'd love to book you in the future.
Well, I mean, honestly, Instagram I feel is like a good platform for everyone to see.
It's the easiest. Everyone uses it.
That's true. And then I also have like, I've been doing reels on there so you can see behind the scenes kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm.
What is your Instagram?
So my Instagram is lauramarie.photography.
Cool.
I'll link Laura it. Marie
dot, did you do that? Did you name yourself Marie because it rhymes with photography?
It's my middle name. And honestly, when I was trying to think of a name for my business, I was like, I don't know what to choose. And a friend of mine who had her own business had some like, you know, everyone uses the, you know, such and such, like, and it like nature names and stuff, right? And she did something like that, and she was like, honestly, I wish I just used my name. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go with my name.
I like that better than like fucking Big Bird Jason photography.
It's strange. It's a trend. A lot of people like to do it. I mean, it sounds nice, but
I don't know. But will it sound as nice 10 years from now? Or
who knows, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Got to stick with who you are. So
that's why my email is just my name.
That's right.
My name will sound, I don't know if it'll sound as good 10 years from now, but it'll definitely still be my name.
It'll sound old.
Yeah. And it'll probably 10 years from now, it'll be on my gravestone.
Yeah. So.
Wow. All right. That just took a turn.
Dark turn. I was like, yep.
That's how we're ending this.
All right. Yes.
Like,
all right, Laura, thank you for doing this. We're gonna sign off now.
All right, and I'll catch up with you in like 10 minutes, Laura, because we're gonna we're gonna watch some stuff.
We'll play some Iggy Pop, and yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully I'll see you in Canada at some point within the next couple of years.
I'm gonna drag him to the island with me.
And I don't know when they're. I don't know when the borders are gonna be open. It's almost been an entire year since JT and I have even seen each other.
Yeah,
we've seen each other once. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your night.
I shall. I'm gonna have some more drinks and then I'm gonna watch a show with.
Cheers. Cheers. Virtual cheers, y'all.
Virtual cheers. Love
clink.
You.
I'm gonna add a clink.
I don't have anything.
All right.
Oh, yeah, clink.
I was just gonna add a literal clink, but that works too. Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys.